What's up, you thirds? This is Philly Girl, the Race Wars podcast. We got Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger leading the pack. We got Erin Gloria Ryan on news and special guest Empress Delfina. She's a dominatrix. And also Kyle Dunnigan, but especially on another note, Caitlyn Jenner stops by, as well as Donald Trump, and they have lots of opinions, a lot of things to add to the discussion. And of course, your girl Philly Girl's there telling you when and when you're not being a dirt.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be a legend?
You can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
Race Wars, we're back, man. We're back. Something was playing, but we're back in the building. Race Wars, we're in the building.
It sounded like we were being interrupted with urgent Paris news almost.
Yes,
right?
Like they interrupted us. Like we
I
got
heard Francois Bossois.
It was like we just got V'd. Like the movie V. Somebody V'd our channel.
Yeah, who's V'ing us?
Somebody V'd us.
I don't know what that means.
That's Kyle Dunnigan's in the house.
And your friend, Mistress Delfina? Is
yes.
that right?
Empress. It's the Empress. Show respect, Kurt.
What are you? And Erin is back.
Erin is back on the news.
And GT Tommy is back.
Go to Gay Tommy's back. That's in the corner. Go to Gay Tommy.
And Tommy, were you? You can jump on the Nangle on the Goldstein commemorative mic
now. Yeah, Goldstein's. Goldstein's over at Jimmy
we'll
Fallon
Nang,
now.
Nang come in. But you want to talk about Charlie Sheen at some point, right?
Oh yeah, we'll talk
Did
about
you
him
that
later.
To me? Was that
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, we're gonna go to him later in the show and talk about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and then okay. Karen's German friend is coming.
Charlie Sheen apparently got the rich man flu. HIV.
He got rich man flu?
That's rich man flu. You know he gonna survive that.
That
Magic
guy,
Johnson's still hitting shots. Charlie Sheen be fine.
Well, I don't think that's the issue. I think all those people he raw dogged might not be fine.
Yeah. I mean, the goddesses. Right now is going on a business sale for the goddesses.
I hope
you get them
the
half
goddesses
price.
Of T-cells because guess what?
It's half price right now. You get them on the internet. 25 cents a piece.
Guys, guess what? Good news. We can all have those goddesses. They're a little dinged up, but well. And
look at Kyle. He don't like this kind of aggressive talk about women because y'all were coming in at that Amy Schumer show.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Oh, wait, Karen, shut this up, is what the money's for?
Yeah.
Here, wait, just come here because
okay,
Karen texts me.
You want headphones?
Oh, do I need them?
I will loan your German friend this money.
All right, fine.
Karen's
we
German
friend.
We may
have friends. Some calls, yeah. Calls or something coming.
Okay, look.
Yeah, okay.
So your German friend needs $470.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
Because something happened with her credit cards?
Yeah, her credit cards aren't working, and she can't reach her mom. Poor
Stop
thing.
Trying to save. How the fuck are y'all saving people? Somebody need to save y'all. Stop trying to help this German girl.
Well, I want to know. I was like,
y'all
why?
Trying to save wayward girls and shit, nigga.
I'm sure she's good for the money, but I want to know. Because 470 is a very specific
amount. It's 470.25. It's very specific.
But what is it for?
Tattoos. She tattoos. She's like a tattooed girl.
Why are you
and
helping
she got
her?
A bunch of like fancy tattoos here.
Okay, so for people who listen to this who don't know what the hell is going on, Kurt and Karen apparently are trying to help some German girl that Karen used to teach English.
So, that sounds really nice.
So this is so she can get more tattoos, or
no,
she's paying off her other tattoos?
She got the tattoos already, and now she has to pay for the tattoos, and her cards aren't working, and she can't call her mom.
Oh, so to save this girl's mouth.
Wait, so y'all paying for this girl's tattoos?
I guess she... Well,
let
was...
that bitch suck her way out of that.
Seriously.
Why are y'all helping her? Let her suck her way out. She made the mistakes.
She already made a mistake of dating this fucking... listen, but here's the deal. I'll loan her the money, but I want to know about her dumb boyfriend that she's with. This piece of human garbage that
you're just trying to get information to jerk off to from this girl, Kurt.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll
okay,
want to
but 470 is too much to pay for it.
Karen has almost gone full blown dyke over this girl.
Okay, that's what it is. Y'all,
Karen almost
y'all
has.
Feel away about this girl, so y'all
I
gonna
like
save her from a tattoo.
Her. She's my
no,
friend.
Karen is. I've never seen Karen talk this way.
Oh
no,
really?
That's
about
not true.
You guys, I just got
funny.
Here. What's going on? Why you said about tattoos?
If anybody understands. Lending someone for money for tattoos on layaway, it's going to be Philly Girl.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
I seriously, for like a year and a half, all I had was City of Brotherly because I could not afford the rest.
You couldn't get the love on there?
No. No. And like, you could only use a permanent marker on your skin so many times.
That's true.
I just wore pants. I just kept wearing pants.
That is true.
So if you did a workaround, Philly girl.
Yeah,
you,
did a workaround.
Okay.
Did it match at least the love or not so much?
No. Nah, I ain't good at matching penmanship.
That's why y'all need to stop helping this girl. Why are y'all helping this German girl for no reason?
It's her friend.
Other than wanting to fucking do sexual things to
her. I don't think she wouldn't pay me
$470. But $470 is a bad price. For a girl who got no choices.
Yeah.
I mean, she's about to, I mean, yeah. This sounds like a $50 situation.
Yeah.
And let us suck ourselves out of that.
What are they, can it come get her in Germany? Why can't these people just wait until her mom gets her credit cards fixed? No?
I don't know how German tattoos
Well, listen, I will totally lend it to her, but she's going to have to explain it.
This is definitely a white problem, too, a dumb white problem. Let me tell you why.
Who
goes to a tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
With their credit card, just knowing, having confidence that it works.
This is a tourist problem.
No one is going to go through.
Okay, but
you go with cash and a tattoo place, just in case.
When you say white, that is a German tourist.
I don't understand anything that's going on.
Well, that's good. Just sit there quietly, Kyle.
I mean, it's not, you were saying it's charity, you're joking. This is a friend of theirs who needs money for a tattoo.
Friend?
No, she already has the tattoo. She already has it.
Oh.
Okay, now she owes this money, and based on the people she hangs out with, I hope they're not sinister tattoo
because
people.
She went to the tattoo parlor.
She said return it.
She went in there with a credit card.
You keep the receipt and you return it.
Yeah, she thought it was going to work. She had confidence in her credit card that it was so work.
It's going to be returned with a belt sander is what we're worried about. Well, actually, I'm not worried about it, but I'll learn, but I want to explain
close
this.
Close to not being able to, anyway, never
It
mind.
Sounds to me like Karen and Kurt are buying themselves a slave for $470.
I better be. I think you're getting a nice.
That's what it is. They're buying a slave for $470.
I better be getting a nice German slave.
And for a white girl, that's a pretty good price. Now we're talking that's a good price
but
on the market.
But German white is not even close to, like, white, like.
Well, that's the best white. That's straight from the factory white.
But it's like
white. White smell.
Dude, but they're like, they're white, like, they have synthetic emotions white. Like, it's not even.
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah,
in
I like
fact,
that.
The whole time I was in Europe, they were getting fights. Even like the black people were getting fights in front of me.
Yeah,
and I had no idea. They're like, "Well, I don't appreciate it, mate." When you something, and I just thought they were talking.
Right.
And I'm just standing there in the middle of their argument, and I'm like, "Oh, you guys are fighting."
That sounds beautiful.
In fact, yeah, it's not like America with
Empress. Jump in here, Empress. You're too quiet over there.
Empress, you're a dominatrix. How would you handle it?
How would you handle this? Would you
dismissed? Just dismiss her. I mean, really, why waste any more time? That's all.
I can't stop staring at your boobs. Your boobs look amazing. Holy shit. Let me see. No, I'm looking at them.
Move
my hair out the way.
Sherrod.
I haven't known. I haven't
seen
them.
So
Empress. It's been so long. I haven't seen those boobs.
I used to know my old boobs.
Empress
yeah, these
made
are new
a great
boobs.
Point. A
you
great
like the
point.
New ones better?
I really got to see. Stand up for me for a second. Stand up, Empress. Let me take a look at this. Let's see what I'm dealing with. Let's do it to the camera.
They're double.
God damn.
Listen, Sean.
I love them. Kyle, what do you think?
I think they're fantastic. I didn't see the old ones.
Any chance?
Kyle,
any
as
chance?
Donald really Trump. Good. Wait, as Donald Trump.
They're terrific. It's true. It's true. You should see these things. They're the most luxurious, fantastical titties I've ever seen. It's true. They're terrific.
You know, Kyle
they're
doesn't
Trump-erific.
Kill
a Trump. It's
great. Yeah, Kyle Trump is on point here. And Kyle does a nice Caitlyn Jenner.
And Trump was right.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to get boobs just like those.
Yeah.
Now, nice and perky. Oh, do you hear I killed somebody with my car?
Yes, we did hear that.
No one cares.
Now, but Caitlin, I heard.
Look at these shoes.
Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin, I heard you're Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year.
Of course.
How is that, though?
Because I have courage. And I killed a lady with my car.
That is very brave.
You just became a woman, though. How are you the best woman? You just became one.
I've never done any mistakes as a woman. I've done everything perfect so far.
Now, Caitlin, is it true, the rumors I heard, that you did kill a woman with your car simply to harvest her vagina?
I was on my way to the store to buy some Jimmy Choo's, and I saw this woman driving towards me with the most beautiful vagina I've ever seen. So I smashed my SUV and killed her with my car, and no one even talks about it.
Wait a minute. No.
They just talk about my makeup. Yay! I got away with it.
Wait a minute.
That's brave. To admit to a murder.
Very brave.
You can't admit to it on air, though. You can't admit to it,
Of course I can. Watch. No one still cares.
Yeah.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
They just care about my makeup and my shoes.
That's the bravest thing you can do.
She's pretty
She's
courageous.
Terrific.
She's courageous.
She's
courageous.
She's really terrific. It's true.
Yeah.
Well, when she was Bruce, she was brave enough to stand with O.J. Simpson.
That's a good point. But that's a terrific point right there.
She wasn't a white woman then, so she was safe.
Yeah. Did Bruce Jenner stand with O.J. Simpson?
You mean during the trial?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it was before.
I was OJ adjacent.
It was before.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to kill that girl with my car. What's your name, Jersey girl? I'm going to kill her with my
no,
car.
No, it's Philly girl.
It's Philly girl.
All right, I'm sorry.
Kill her with your car.
Don't yell at a hero.
I would be mad at you for calling me Jersey girl, but you're so damn brave. I can't even have an emotion about it.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to swerve out of the way for you now.
Caitlin, how does your son Brody Jenner feel about it?
He's a loser. Just sitting around all day doing nothing.
But wait.
I'm a hero. I do makeup and everything. And he just sits around. And there I am, running around, putting in the greens, doing my makeup. And Brody does nothing.
Caitlin, you seem kind of angry toward your family and
stuff. Yeah. You used to say he's a terrific kid. I remember.
No, I said he's terrific. It is terrific. He's a good kid.
It's like getting a twofer.
It's like if Trump fucked Caitlin.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Caitlin is a Republican.
That's right, Caitlin is
a
Republican.
That's right, I'm voting Trump. Trump.
That's pretty brave also.
What, the Caitlin?
To be a transsexual Republican?
Yeah, she's just a...
That's a lot of brave.
I don't like gay marriage. You guys know that?
No.
We heard about it.
I don't like gays.
Why?
But I'm a hero. Because I don't think they should get married.
You just support traditional marriage.
And are you gay? What do you mean they?
Not gay. How dare you? Gays are a sin in front of God. I'm a man who cut his penis off and got a vagina, and now I'm a woman.
Did he? I don't know that Bruce Jenner did.
No, he still got his cock.
Or
it's
Taylor
tucked,
has,
though. Right? It's tucked in the back very tightly.
Sleeping on his taint.
That's right.
He's but people don't, you know.
Sleep. You wake up my taint.
Sleep, little baby.
Sure,
don't talk so loud.
They don't always, people don't always get the chopping. Everybody says chopping off your cock all the time. They don't, a lot of them don't do that. See, we're going to have Jamila, my social media.
Oh, yeah. Jamila is a wonderful
saying stalker,
woman. Wonderful
kind
woman.
Of strongly.
She loves carrot. She's in love with you.
Yeah. Now, Jamila is a psychiatrist.
She's a psychiatrist as well. And a trans.
A transgender.
Gender psychiatrist.
Lebanese psychiatrist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who I used to say, but never stalking to the point of where it's like really stalking. That's like my little joke about it. But it was very heavy how she would come at me. And then she'd be everywhere I was doing shows
all
the time.
And it was heavy how you used to blush and get all fucking sweaty when she came around.
Yeah.
Too,
and I didn't have to have sex with her several times. I mean, that's on me too.
That was you.
No, but it got to the point. Here's what made me laugh. She would send me this shit where I'm like, I go, holy shit, are you at least pre-op to be coming at me this way?
Yeah.
Or post-op to be coming this way? And by the way, this is before you couldn't say tranny anymore. This is like the year. This is how long this is.
I didn't know you couldn't say that anymore.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, asshole.
What is it?
It's like it's like saying nigga.
Yeah.
Tranny?
To them? Yeah. To them, I guess.
What is it, trans?
You're supposed to
trans
look. I don't know if you're the principle.
Okay?
Here's the principle.
All
the
I know is whatever I say, you don't supposed to say.
Yeah. You don't supposed to say whatever Sherrod
says. Whatever
say.
I use, don't use that.
But anytime you add a Y on the end of something,
it sounds
that's
too
a
flippant
terrible.
Or something like.
Yeah, same.
Tranny.
But the same when I was in England, they were like, never say the word packy. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that's
the
I guess
most
a
adorable.
Y does add. Yeah, packy does sound
that's
cute.
That's adorable. Who could hate
I
that?
Know. Oh, I was reading something about the racism that or the backlash against Muslims that's been happening. And someone in England was calling them Muzzies.
Oh, yeah, Muzzies.
I never heard that. And I guess that's
I think we
used
it on here.
But it's adorable.
Take all the Muzzies, round up all the Muzzies, put them in a little hole, and just cover it up with the most luxurious Trump cover you've ever seen. Solid gold, platinum rims. It's going to be terrific. And when you need a Muzzy, you open the door, and what pops out? It's terrific.
Why are they insulting
Trump?
Why are they insulting Muslims with obvious terms of endearment? Like those Muzzies.
Muzzies sounds like the cute little puppy or the new dog.
Yeah, you like scratch their head, you like rustle the hair of a Muzzy.
The slur I read was ass lifters, which I think is a much better.
What
as
is it?
For as far as being mean, ass lifters.
Oh, for gay people?
No,
gay
Muslims. Dudes? Because
of
the praying?
I'm going to say praying.
You're a bunch of ass lifters. That seems more like an insult to me. Because Muslims
and
like,
this is the last show.
No, the show is about that.
This is actually the best show now.
In fact, we
got Muzzies and fags and niggas and spits.
In fact, we haven't played the song.
You bastards!
We haven't played,
welcome home, Kyle.
We haven't played the song for a while if we're really going to get into
this. Oh, yeah, let's put it. Oh, he don't have it. Lewis don't have it.
We don't have it?
I saw him shaking his head. He ain't got that. It's not queued up.
Okay, well, we don't
Lewis
need to write this
so
segment.
Lewis looks so busy.
Yeah. He is busy. He's a black man
so
working
busy.
In a white man's world.
Lewis is...
Shit, I look busy, too. Nigga, look at me over here, all the paperwork. Kurt's smoking different kind of robot dicks all day. I got to do the paperwork.
You're holding papers.
I'm holding it.
But why are we getting into the... Oh, the trans... So anyway, what? Jamila... So she would send me like these really flirty, it would be like, hi, Curdy, XOXOX. And I'm like, so the reason I said post-op immediately was like, no woman comes at you like this. Like, this is how a man flirts. You know what I mean? It's not right. like... And she goes, how did you guess? I'm like, well, number one, your last name is... It was like Jamila something Delacroix. Like, they always get those... they always have those like Blanche DuBois names,
like Cajun, yeah, French, DuBois. Southern.
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, the name Della Boo Boo Della. I mean, it's such a. I depend on the kindness of strangers.
I do declare, my dick's unwrapped.
Transgender people do depend on the kindness of strangers quite a bit.
Have you had sex with a transgender?
No, but Bailey J, who we interviewed in season.
Bailey
J,
yeah, she's great. She's, yeah,
and
Kurt would fuck her. That's what he brought up.
Jim Norton's pilot I was working on because Bailey was the. Was like the sidekick or whatever, right. Like the announcer. Like we were talking, and it was like getting. But she's married to this dude, so I don't know. It wasn't anything like overt, but it felt like getting kind of flirty to me, like a little bit, mm-hmm. enough that I was like, yeah, because Bailey's attractive,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Reed's woman. Like there ain't no like.
Did you mention that you were the one doing the flirting, nigga?
And also, I had my hand down up.
It was
her skirt.
Real flirty. I hope I didn't embarrass her.
No, but Bailey's got a long white wiener.
Oh yeah, she got a big cock.
Yeah,
oh.
And, but it was funny because I was like sitting close, and Bailey's cool as shit, so it's like. It's easy to talk to her, right? Yeah. So I'm like, and I'm like, man, how? I was like, because like, I can't get past the dick part. I just can't.
Yeah.
But in certain behind. Circumstances, if you had nothing else to work with, right?
Hurt's
there, but there was none. Yeah, that's a free ride. You're going right in. If there was, if she was
maybe if there was, but I just can't see the dick now. Let's say fully clothed,
mm-hmm.
blowjob. And yeah. I, it's, you know,
it's yes to everything. Kurt trying to tippy toe around all of a sudden. It's yes to everything.
Let me get to
everything with her.
Let me get to the punchline of it that you're interrupting. I was saying this to Karen. I was like, yeah, I was thinking, like, how many years of prison would I need to just go full? And Karen goes, you would do it on a comic strip, on a Comedy Cellar cruise if it took too long.
Yes, you would.
So maybe I would.
It ain't no maybe post, about it.
But you gotta like really pass for me.
Where are they with the post-op like surgery? Is it good? Like, do you know anyone who's had sex with a transgender? Like,
we physically, can ask Jamila
is the surgery
it.
Up to up
like
to snuff?
Stuff? I don't know.
Well, this is why knows. I was bringing it up.
Do you think you can tell the difference between a surgery, like a vagina that got what used to be a penis?
Well, here's
from
how you tell
a vagina that was always a vagina. You think you could? They got it that good that you can't tell.
No,
the difference
there's a
anymore?
Way. If it smells like inside out balls, then you know.
you can judge by the hands.
Talk on the mic. Get closer to the mic.
You can judge by the hands.
Oh yeah, they definitely got man
you
hands.
You don't have to go all the Bailey way doesn't to have the vagina to find out.
You don't have
no,
to
look at the hands. Sometimes, see, it depends.
No, Bailey's got manly hands.
Really?
Yeah,
I have manly so. Hands and an old ass vagina.
Billy goes ahead.
No,
those are not manly.
No, that's not manly
thanks.
Hands.
You have girl hands, is that? Bill Maher's got very tiny girl hands.
I'll let him give me a hand job.
But you got to understand, Sherrod.
I'll give you a hand job.
They don't always
bend
get...
over, Sherrod.
That's not how it works.
We'll save Bill Maher when we get to the
right. Yeah, yeah.
Attacks.
I got a list.
They don't always get the operation because it's basically a castration. So
right.
You're kind of destroying your sexual enjoyment getting the, you know, like, right. Like that's why a lot of people
they,
keep it.
Do they drill a hole? They do that?
What you mean? Like a vagina hole?
Yeah, they drill a... They make a hole? I'm sorry,
like,
I'm ignorant
like
about
one of these
this.
Things?
You know, yeah, like, what are they...
We're going to ask Jamila when she comes in, and we'll clear this up.
She's coming in today?
Well, let's no, talk. She has to come next week. But this is the thing I want to...
Okay.
I'm trying to bring up about...
It's a lot of fucking...
When you get... Start transitioning is a big part of it. So Bailey started transitioning at like 15, 16.
Right, and she started early.
Before the... So that's why, you know, people are like, you're too really young tough. To get that surgery. You're probably better
jazz.
Off.
You see how she jazz.
Yeah, you're better off doing it really young. Yeah. Or the Bruce Jenner way of waiting until you're old. When men start losing testosterone and start to look like old ladies anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it like 16 or 60 probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even younger. Like
you know too much about this stuff.
Because he's considering.
I decide to educate myself.
He's considering.
You also can do it right after you hit someone with your car.
There's no such thing as knowing too much, guys.
Yeah, it is.
I've learned so
knowing
much
how
already.
A dick feels in your
10
ass.
Minutes.
You want to know how a dick feels in your ass?
I can guesstimate. I've taken some very difficult poops recently.
That's right. But it's going in the wrong direction, Kurt.
Yeah, I've had to pull them back in because there wasn't time too.
It just
so
seems like
no time.
It seems like all this Caitlyn. It seems like a lot of abuse to the penis. Penis abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's sticking up for the penis? Is what you're saying?
Who's sticking up for the penis?
But
all
wait,
of society
cutting penises and tucking them and fucking tying rope around
that,
them, nigga.
That some of my slaves request me.
Here we go.
Tell them to do. I mean, it's like the
now this is a dominatrix. Okay, yeah. The Empress Delfina. Yeah. For the fans
webcam,
listening.
They ask me, you know, can they do this? Can they do that?
No, don't say do this, do that. Okay, tell me what's this
graphic?
And tell.
I mean, like, yes. You know, clothes hangers to the nipples and the penis.
What do you mean to it? Like smack?
They want to pinch the head of their penis.
What color? Now I got a question. What color are these guys who want this?
This is a good game show.
Okay,
let's take
really
a hold on. Let's take a guess.
Yeah.
Let's do a game
like,
show.
Yes. Seriously?
Wait, let's take a guess.
All right. The hanger squeeze the head of the penis?
Yeah.
That's a white guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we all had to go on. You going to say white guy?
Of course I was going to say white guy.
Jeezy,
which races, which races enjoy a nice cock murder or whatever you call it?
I'm sorry to say, but guys like you, white guys.
Yeah.
Well, white guys is fine. I know it has to be guys
what
like
do
me.
What do you do, though? What do you do?
I would say guys like Kyle probably before me.
I'm so not pervy.
I'm so pervy. I'm not pervy.
I rarely have a black guy on webcam asking me to, you know, do stupid shit to their penis.
Right.
No.
Well, I imagine a lot of black guys wouldn't.
Only stupid thing I want you to do is to fucking suck it.
Wait, how do you?
So crazy.
What, you're on a webcam when this happens?
Yeah.
And so how can you do something to them?
No, I tell them what to do.
Yeah. Oh,
give
gotcha.
Them permission.
And what do they ask to do? What do they ask for? What do you make them do?
All sorts of nonsense. You know, there's the fetish. The CBT is cock and ball torture. So,
right.
So basically, be creative.
CBT.
And
that sounds like a
there's
bad
no time to the whole thing.
CBT sounds like a worse sports league.
Yeah. Has anybody had the gear already ready for them to just, you know, have me tell them what to do?
What gear?
Oh my god! Like screwdrivers, hammers. What
has anybody had to go to the hospital? This sounds very dangerous.
I've got a miniature Iron Maiden just for my dick.
Like, have you watched somebody get actually hurt on camera?
It looks painful. Yeah, but they seem to get off on it.
Oh, that's good for them.
Well, hey, this is why I never trusted the eHarmony 29 dimensions of compatibility because it's one of those 29. You know, cock and ball torture.
It has to be
because that's going to be a surprise.
Their penis is like all sorts of things they want to do to their penis.
Why is that though? Why
I don't know. It's so much. You guys are so obsessed with your cocks. What the fuck?
But it seems like white dudes hate their cocks.
Yeah,
like they hate them. Like
they want to torture and do all sorts of shit.
I don't understand. Yeah,
I'm pretty fond of. I might be the aberration here, but I've really been enjoying my cock this whole time. Like I've never.
I think most guys don't want their cock hurt. Like I think that's a fringe.
Me either. But you know what? I don't know. But you know what?
You think most guys want to like hurt their cock?
A lot of guys do.
Honestly, well, maybe
hurt it's
my
hurt
experience.
It.
But yeah.
Most guys.
You ever came across a girl? You ever came across a girl who gave you a blowjob and went too hard and sucked your balls too? You like this? No, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's somebody it is for.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
For somebody, they go like this. Yeah, they like that harder, though.
Right. You know what? I can understand.
So she's not guessing, like, hey, I'm going to bend it. It's like somebody told me to bend it.
But look, I can understand a weird pain fetish. Like, I can almost understand that more than I could even understand just wanting to be dominated. Like, I don't even get that.
What, the dominating part?
Because the sensation of pain, like, people get off on that. But I don't even understand how.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Like that idea of like someone like to dominate. Like, and I go, yes, empress. Like,
but that's
call somebody empress.
Men need the approval of women always.
Yeah, but
you
but,
feed off of that.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? That's a fair point. But I've never wanted to like humiliate myself
because
to get
you're not the kind of person who is in a position in your regular life to like do that to other people. People can't humiliate you.
Oh, is that what it is?
So all day, right?
Okay,
it's
so that's a better question.
Than
races is what's the like jobs and shit?
Rich dudes.
That's a good question.
I've had many of my clients jerk off in their offices after hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes during
a
lunch.
Big office too, corner office.
I had one guy cover his. I don't know where he got his blanket from, but he covered his face because I guess he didn't want the other people behind him, or I don't know where he was. But he was at work.
Okay,
oh
well,
my god, that's how my cousin got fired off of Sears. I'm not kidding. He likes to play like that's not what happened, but guess what? I got four other cousins that work there, and they told me the truth. No, thank you, Sears.
Philly girl has an experience for every occasion.
I mean, she's lived a life.
Philly girl has really lived a life. about how a cousin saw the softer side.
These rich dudes, really, these CEOs, there's a lot of rich dudes who want to get tortured, like, yeah, just want to get humiliated because they do that to other people.
Is like there the role switch.
But, role switch. Yeah.
They're powerful men in business, but in private, they want to let that power go. And is there any, up to us.
Is there any, like, you know, fry cooks?
Fry cooks? They can't afford my rates.
A guy with a hairnet? Does he have to get discount?
No, that's the dude doing it on the subway because he can't afford her rates.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it's mostly when you get turned on the first time, when it really clicks in, whatever that was, the rest of your life, that's the cards you have. If you were humiliated and the girl jerked you out, and you need that the whole rest of your life.
Yeah, I've had many clients that it started from, like, childhood.
Yeah.
You know, like the panty sniffers, the panty stealers, you know, and it just kind of...
I like a nice panty from now and again.
Stealing mom's panties, sister's panties.
I never did that.
I never saw my sisters and my mom's, but I took a couple cousins.
Karen throws me hers like a dog when she fucking comes home. She just chucks them right over to me.
She like knows a exactly. Frisbee.
Yeah. I just be sitting there, here you go, and just throw them out.
I remember I noticed girls' hips were wider, and I was dancing with this girl, and like something like clicked.
Right.
And then after that, for like 10 years, I couldn't dance with a girl without immediately
feeling
it. And one time I was at a wedding, and my mother was there, and the dance floor cleared, and I was dancing with this girl, and I got a boner. You know, like wedding pants? So I had to tell the girl she had to help me off the dance floor. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's humiliating.
She had to. That's fucking awesome.
I know.
You're like, just stay in this dance position.
Was
walk
it a girl
the
that
the
you
room.
Brought with you as a date?
No, she was a stranger. The worst. And then she invited me to her Halloween party.
I bet she got a lot of invites after that.
I showed up on time. It was like my first party I actually went to.
Yeah.
And it was a skeleton on the wall, I remember. And I was dressed up as the universe.
Right?
This is a humiliating story. I had all black on, then I had these planets I velcroed to my body. It's really dumb.
You must have got laid a lot in school.
No.
I swear to God, I thought Kyle.
I
thought Kyle was going to say he was in blackface and he had just the white. No, this is the stars.
I would have forgiven that more than the nerd costume.
Yeah. No, the costume, and no one else was dressed up.
And now this is the
only one. A guy had a bandana. He's like, I'm a cowboy, whatever. But I had a full costume. And I walked in, the dog bit Venus off my leg and took off.
Awesome.
And then no one talked to me. At the end of the night, because they were all meatheads, I didn't know her, you know. And this guy goes, hey, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah, because no one had talked to me. I was kind of excited. And he goes, you a faggot?
Wow.
The only question I got on that.
More than a sincere question like that.
And it all started with me getting a boner from my mom. Like that story that came full circle.
Wait a minute. So now what you're saying is you can only get off if you're fully dressed in the universe?
Oh my God.
Where's Mars?
It's like the furries. Tough. You ever heard those furry guys? They love to dress up in plush.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't get that.
What is that?
I would like that though. Just be covered with a furry everywhere, but my dick sticking out, some squirrel costume. I would love it.
Those are very sweaty.
You know,
maybe costumes.
That's linked up. Like first time you got a boner with your stuffed animals. Maybe that's where.
We
is.
All
like,
humped a stuffed animal. Raise your hand in a room if you humped on some stuffed animals.
I never did.
Niggas is lying. Tommy, go to gay Tommy. What do you use? A pillow, nigga? The couch arm, arm of the couch.
Nothing beats hand. Good old hand. As a fleshlight stinks, you need the feedback of hands.
But you also use objects. You hump objects, pillows. Yeah, niggas, this is lying. Everybody folded over a pillow and fucked the shit out of
it. That's what my sister
did.
She's
like, pillow, I'm going to show you pillow.
But hold on. We should ask.
As soon as my mother closed that door, pillow, I'm fucking the shit out of you. I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
And you're not going to tell anybody, pillow. You'll keep your mouth shut. Pillow,
really? But you know what? We should go
did
to our
get
great.
Consent?
Yeah. I ain't asking.
Pillows can't say no to me. You should get. We should
That's
go.
The law.
We should use our resource of GT Tommy,
right?
And go to him right now, because I'll bet he knows a lot of weirdo fetish things.
Maybe I don't know.
Tommy, do you know
Tommy
about
might
the world
be
of
a good,
creepy ass fetishes of weirdo guys?
Book, he's a good by the book gay though. I think he's you know.
No, I bet Tommy knows some freaks.
He's a nice. I mean, I know a little bit about the kink community.
Okay,
but I never did the like jerking off into things. I learned to jerk off by like finding condoms in my dad's dresser, and then like
right.
I got a boner when I tried it on, and then it was not working, so I pissed in it. I thought that was my first lube was piss.
Wow.
Kinky?
I knew it would pay to go to Tommy. I knew it would. Karen, what about you?
What?
What did you ever piss in a condom?
Wait, why did you?
Where was your? Where were you?
Why'd you piss it? Why'd you piss
when
in
you
a
first
condom?
Started fucking bashing up
Kurt,
your taco?
We moved on too fast.
So embarrassing. I like. I read it in a book about
we'll
like
go back.
About
we'll go back.
Puberty yeah. that like you can do that.
Do what? Masturbate?
Yeah. And I like it blew my I thought I would be different. Like I wouldn't I would be the one that couldn't do it, you know? And so like I just like couldn't for a while. I didn't know how it worked. And then I figured out that the electric toothbrush that my entire family used might be of service to me.
Wait, your whole family
uses
the same
one toothbrush?
How Jewish is your family that you Jews can't get more than one toothbrush?
Wow.
We each had our own brush heads, but we would share the, you know, the base of it because it's not, you know, it is gross. It is gross, though.
It's gross. Your whole saliva runs down the whole base.
And no, and my parents' toothbrush now when I see it at home is like disgusting. It's like caked with toothpaste. I can't believe I shared it with those animals. But I would and then one time I forgot to put the toothbrush back in the bathroom. And they immediately suspected me. Like, they immediately went to me trying to find it. And I just denied everything because I couldn't.
They
what could I do?
You.
What could I say? Yeah, I have it for my pussy. No.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to buy a new toothbrush. Like, no one brushed their teeth that night. They just had to buy a new toothbrush. And to this day, I can only get off on a toothbrush.
Oh, poor thing.
Linked up.
To this day. Thank God for
I'm
my
so
strange.
I'm so Philly. I just don't talk it.
Who would have thought my
Sean,
who would have thought my strange penile deformity would pay off?
It's got bristles. Why should dickhead have bristles?
There's just a lot of bristles in one.
Karen's got great teeth.
Why did go to gay time? Why did you pee in the condom? And how did your dick stay in the condom with urine in it? I got so many questions.
It was very messy. It wasn't like
it shot around
thing.
like a
yeah,
water balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, in the bathroom or your dad's office?
No, I was in my bed the first time.
Oh,
I
you
tried
brought the
it.
Condom to your bed.
I brought the condom to my bed and was like under the under the.
And you peed in the condom.
I peed
in the bed?
And it went, like, just, yes.
You're out of control.
Because I didn't have a full erection.
Right.
But then the warmth and the liquid and then rubbing the condom up and down was how I got an erection.
Oh, my.
I came in the condom and I was like, wow, that was amazing. So that's the first time I masturbated.
Your parents came in and like, why does it smell like Port Authority in here?
Well, I had three brothers. So I had two brothers. There were three of us. So
is urine still a part of the equation? Did that sort of get linked?
It's private.
Yeah.
So it is. If it wasn't, you'd say no.
When my ex would like be taking a shower, sometimes I'd think it would be funny to like open the curtain and piss all over.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah, that's just on my douche rod.
That's just good fun.
And not in the shower, in the bathroom here at the studio.
I was more into like shoving things up my ass.
Scat play?
Right.
Yeah.
Scat?
I wasn't into like jerking out.
Wait, what's scat play?
It's like, you know, playing with your shit.
Yeah.
You've upgraded.
Now, when you say playing with your shit, you mean like cool, like playing with my shit, like that's my car, that's my shit.
No.
You mean actual shit?
Yeah, like a Play-Doh PC. Fun Factory, but of your shit.
Do you guys know Kevin Allison? He was on The State.
Yeah.
And he hosts Risks. He's really into scat play.
Is he?
He talks about it a lot on his podcast.
Wait, he's into playing with
shit.
It's another
kinky.
White dude, right?
He's
another white dude.
You want to know about kinky shit,
see,
you should
white.
Talk to Kevin
he's
got to
be white.
He knows all of it. He like teaches a classic kink camp. It's like adult summer camp.
I would go
but
there.
But you go and like people tie you up to like cow prods, like electric prods that they use to like herd cattle.
Yeah.
And they're like electric.
Or to throw people out of casinos in the movie Casino. Anybody saw the cattle prod?
Yeah, it seems like camp would be a weird context in which to play with torture, given its history of what? Camps and torture. It just seems weird. Like you go to a camp and anyway.
Oh, camps? I would go to a kink camp.
Make it more
of a thing then because of the history? Does that add to it?
I guess. I mean, do you remember when Sandra Bullock got cheated on with that Nazi lady?
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah. In real life.
Yeah.
I thought it was a movie. I was like, Blindside?
Yeah, they're like,
oh,
you know,
mean
they're,
her
there
real
are people
actual
that, are
life,
into, that are into playing like that. I mean, and it's like a role-playing thing for some people, but I can't imagine like making it so real that I like transport myself to a camp and I enter the camp and then I'm subjected to a series of
torture. You
don't
want to see Arbeit Max Fry above your head as you walk
in.
When I was in high school, I went to Kinko's camp.
Kinko's?
Kinko's.
They have a camp?
Yeah, they have a camp and they teach you like how to make copies, like how to print out.
You know what? Philly girl, I think you just had a job part-time at Kinko's. I don't think that was a camp.
Camp at all.
It felt like camp. It was fun. I made lasting friendships. I was always tying my leg to somebody else's leg.
On a three-legged race?
Does Shelby have his phone on him?
I thought it was Cameron.
Does who have a phone? What are you doing?
I sent Shelby down to go meet Monroe and get my charger from him. And now Monroe's saying he don't see him down there. And young Dan Natterman is...
he's running around trying to get your charger.
Yeah, I got to find out where how young Dan Natterman went. Is he... It takes a minute. What happened? Oh, wait. No.
What's that whistling? Did you hear something whistling?
I did.
I heard
it. Yeah, what is that whistling sound?
What's whistling? Oh, the TriCaster or some shit?
Oh, it's the TriCaster, you guys. I should have known. It's the TriCaster. You got to get a silent TriCaster for Christmas, yeah, Santa.
Hey,
I want to get back to the scat play.
Carol, will you go downstairs?
Do you do scat play on your site?
Oh, hell no.
Do you have your card?
No.
Bring it.
No.
What's the freakiest stuff on there? I did see some bathroom activity, like bathtub.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the ass worship. That was simple. Ass worship, breast worship. That's simple. That's
my favorite.
That's
my
vanilla.
That's vanilla?
That's vanilla.
Well, I like vanilla shit then.
Yeah. Well, that's black.
Oh, whoa. I don't
black
like that's right.
Love,
we don't.
They don't love that.
We like the meat and potatoes of the fucking. You just like puss, tits, ass.
Yes.
I don't need you simple. Peeing in my mouth.
Well, it sounds very expensive. How much is your services cost?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh,
Jim Norton, by the way. As soon as I told Norton that she was coming today, I told him yesterday, he was like, give her my info. I want to get in contact with her. I want to take her to dinner before she leaves.
I think I just solved the mystery of it's like why there's no black surfers also. It's a very expensive hobby. You don't see too many black skiers and surfers and dumb Matrix guys.
No.
Not everybody has $400 an hour.
No.
It's to like get golfing. Yelled at. You get yelled at for free by a black woman at home, probably, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a form of therapy, too, I guess, because some of the stuff seems like it stems from repression.
It is.
Oh, yes.
I see myself, my services as an outlet because they can't do it in their normal
world.
Life, you know, so they come to people like me.
Yeah, Valve really.
Are a lot of them in relationships or married?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure most of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
And they're doing it secretly?
I'm sorry?
Do their wives or girlfriends know or partners?
Sometimes they want me to tell their wives and girlfriends.
What do you mean, like tell on me?
They want you to tell them.
Yeah, like a blackmail fetish, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
But I thought blackmail would be like you don't tell, you just threaten to tell.
They want you to threaten to tell, yeah.
But you don't actually tell? Is that how it works? Or do you sometimes tell?
I attempt to, but... I haven't. Well, they have to pay me to stop.
Oh. No, that's all I meant. I meant, like,
good.
Do you follow through?
That's
is that the
money maker?
One of the fetishes, Kurt, is getting here. The money one. I saw that one, like, getting tortured financially.
Draining. Yes, yes.
Trump blackmail.
Yeah.
It's the most fantastic business there is.
Can you give Donald Trump a quick. Give Donald Trump an order.
Donald Trump
is the male version of me, I think.
Is that right?
The wallet drainer.
But terrific.
Yeah, Donald, what kind of services would you get if you were going to a dominatrix?
First, I would ask her to talk about me. And then I would continue that till I orgasm. It'd be fantastic. Sell my new silence TriCasters. The most fantastic Trump TriCasters of the universe.
What are TriCasters?
That thing that's making all that goddamn noise.
Something's making a noise over here.
How do you not know what a
TriCaster is? Lewis, do you hear that? Yeah. Is it okay?
Silly girl even knows and I don't.
I know. No, they used to sell them at the corner store. I feel like I need a dominatrix, but for getting up at the same time every morning.
Holy shit, you're right about
when
that.
When my alarm clock goes off, I need somebody to come into my room, throw some boiling water at me. Boiling water at me, and then make me feel like a dirt.
Like a dirt.
Make me feel like a dirt until I get out of bed, and then come back the next day, do it again.
That's so Philly, by the way.
Like a dirt.
I feel like a dirt.
And that also remind me to brush my teeth before I go to bed. I do in the morning, but I don't do it before I go to bed. That's my best story.
As soon as she said brush her teeth, Karen popped up like this. What? Who got a toothbrush?
Karen brushes everywhere very thoroughly. She never gets to bed until she's fully brushed. No
more. Out of five.
I'll tell you one spot there's no plaque on Karen.
No cavity creeps down there.
Can I ask you what's something some guy asked you to do that you wouldn't do because it was too sick?
Excellent question.
Wow. Well, recently, I can read you an email.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can.
Read slow. Dim the lights in here.
Well, I have to log in.
So how about I read it for everybody? In my sexy voice.
Can Caitlyn Jenner read it?
Sexy Caitlyn voice? No. Come on, Gerard. Why are you being a stick in the mud?
All right, Caitlyn. If she wants you to, Caitlyn.
Can you let Caitlyn read it?
Yay!
Let Caitlyn Jenner read it, then fuck it.
She's the bravest woman in the world. Can you just let her read it?
Oh, man.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I can't wait to hear
it. It bothers me. There's certain fetishes that I just don't entertain.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in that situation to see what's going on.
I get some every morning. Here we go.
Here we go.
Every morning I check my emails with my coffee and I get some crazy emails. But this was November 11th.
Oh, I'm going to start sending
some. Can read it or no?
The
name.
You can read it, but read it before you read it out loud.
Okay.
See if you're comfortable with it.
Oh, wow. All right, you guys talk.
It's going to be 20
times
better.
He's even more comfortable with it now. Goddamn, girl. Make sure the camera's getting her. Make sure you get her on camera, because my trucker boys need to see this.
If she would get out of the way, they could get me.
Wait, hold on. Is it racial? Because we can play the song.
Philly girl.
Oh, hold on. We'll just play the song.
What?
It's racial, so let's just play the song. Yes. Yeah. Listen, on the show.
We don't have the song. The song's not cute.
We don't have the song?
It's not cute. We'll have it next week.
I'll just do it as Caitlyn's voice. We do it all the time.
We'll do it. What?
Just read it as Caitlyn's voice.
Caitlyn. Oh, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah.
Just read it as Caitlyn. It's fine. We do it on the show all the time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Caitlyn.
Yes!
You can't read.
Let me see. I'll read it.
Are you not going to read it, Kyle?
Oh, come on. Read it as Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. No,
sure. If you knew that he was hesitating, you'd be angry right now. If you knew he was hesitating.
Yeah. I told you that Amy Schumer writing room is killing Kyle Dunnigan. It turned him into a woman.
I think Mother did that before he got there.
Mother did do the damage long ago.
Go ahead, Caitlyn.
Okay, let's see here.
Let me break it down for the fans. Wait, Kyle.
Let's break it down.
This is an email from one of the Empress clients who wanted her
is
to
it a
do.
Client or a potential client?
This is actually he's a brand new client.
Okay. A brand
first
new
time,
dude.
First
okay.
time email.
First time email.
I never even responded.
This must be some fiery shit. We're going to respond on air. Go, Caitlyn.
Okay. Let me clear my voice. Okay. Here goes.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Do you mind having a young bottom feeding nigger slave? Please allow me to be your floor mat.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Is it more?
And was that a white guy though?
I'm assuming he's white, of course. Because
well, he wasn't. That was from me. And
well, how is it? Sherrod?
See, that's the thing.
And you never answered.
I don't know whether he was black.
Right.
And maybe he's probably a white guy trying to be the bottom feeder. I hate that word, N word. Right. You know. And
we like it around.
You're not familiar with our show, are you?
Can I say it? No, I just.
No, we have a ceremony we do, but the song's not queued up. But normally we play the He-Man theme song.
Yes, and I put my dick on Kurt's shoulder.
And we switch out He-Man with the dread N-word.
So
and
Sherrod
mashes his dick in my shoulder.
And that gives him the ability for the entirety
for the whole
of, the show,
of the show.
He can say nigger. Or,
to read entertaining emails like this.
Yeah.
But we do all the words here. The whole point of the show is to not get silly.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously Caitlyn Jenner is not really calling anyone that.
Unless Kanye's coming over. Unless Tiger's picking up Kylie. Then it might
when
slip
out. When
you
saw out. Kylie Jenner's new hair.
What's her new hair?
It's cornrows.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Good for her. We got that family.
Kylie, you look like a...
Black penis then took over that family. I'm proud of it.
Yeah,
we
she has every
them all the way back to Armenia.
She has every right to those cornrows.
Yes, she does.
I had to
you
do...
people ruined us! We were creamy white 5 years ago.
Now, are you going to be getting a lot of plastic surgery, Caitlyn, more than you had, or do you just have access to
Excellent
the Kardashian family nose sharpener in the garage?
Most of my surgery is done. I'm just going to use contours and shadowing for the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's a lot of shadow. You're talking about dark side of the moon shadowing.
Mm-hmm. About 3.5 inches of layered cake. And you're going to want to take me to town there, Kurt.
I already did. I don't care what kind of mess
you
got.
Hey, Kurt. You want to see my penis? Mouth. You want to see my penis right now, Kurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want me to take it out?
Yeah.
You guys want to see this?
Yes.
Okay. Here it comes.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Is that it? Why is it so pale?
It's been in the dark for months. It's been tucked into my asshole.
I'm like, my uncle got sick. We kept him in an attic.
There's all these tape marks all over.
I made up my own game called Pop the Lock. You guys want to know what that is?
What?
It's when I put my penis in my asshole, and then I get hard, and I pop the lock.
That's a good game.
You can play it by yourself. Oh, it's hours of fun.
Wow. Caitlin's full of surprises.
She really, well, do you know my ex, right? Whose last name is Delphine O?
Oh, right.
Her dad is, his name is Master Tony, and he's in L.A., and he basically abuses gay guys on the phone for money. Oh. Yeah.
Well, and they want it.
Yeah, they want it.
So he calls, and what he say to these gay guys?
Oh, hilarious thing. He
told Let's see if a, gay, a go-to gay Tommy would be turned on by it.
I'll call him right now.
He'll call him right now.
Oh, I don't know. Listen, I don't know his number. This is years ago.
That would
I don't
be
know.
Great. But how do you even get in? How do you, how does this, how is that a job? How do you find?
Well, I think you start with a meth addiction and then go from there.
Yeah, how did you get into it, Empress?
How?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because this was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, right? 5 years ago, I launched my website and... No, I had my best friend was already doing it, and basically, you know, she said, "You're natural. This is, you know, this is who you
That's
are."
A good
You're
friend.
A natural already, dominatrix. Well, what
I
kind of bitch are you?
I was always an angry Puerto Rican woman, you know, right. And oh. So.
Why not cash in on that?
By the way, what happened to all the Puerto Ricans? I've only seen Dominicans now. Well, did they finish you off finally, or what? Where are they?
Now they're here. Back to the island, kind of spread out. We married a bunch of white guys. I don't know.
Yeah, first girl that I ever hooked up with on any level was Puerto Rican girl.
Was she?
Yeah. Mm. It was all right.
I heard Charlie Sheen hooked up with her, too.
That was later.
I went on one date with a Puerto Rican girl.
I had so many.
Went back to her place. We... started to make out, and then she started vomiting, and then I just went out and got her Pepto-Bismol and never saw her again.
Wow, that universe costume is not popular, Kyle. People do not care for that costume. Did she ask you one question, and was it, are you a fan? Can I just ask you one question, bro? Just one question. What a way to get into that, too. That's like the most brutal way.
Oh, so humiliating.
No, no, I mean, it's cool. My brother's a faggot, so I'm just saying, if you are, it's cool.
Man. No, so you started your website, and then what happened? How did you get the heat? How did the... Did your girl hook you up with clients?
It was just... No. I just put it out there. I've signed up to, like... bunch of clients.
Like what, FetLife and shit?
A bunch of websites, sorry. And yeah, and it just kind of put a bunch of pictures up, put a profile up, and they start to come and...
The house savings start to come.
And so that's how it...
Is it something that you had to like watch your friend do it and learn? Or
No. I just had an naturally. Idea? I mean, I did some kind of homework and I was curious about it, but it's my personality.
That's definitely your personality. Yeah, way before she used to do this, still, she wanted to dominate.
Did you guys know each other before?
Oh, yeah,
she...
way before that.
Oh,
way
my God,
before
we know
that.
Each other like 10 years or
How
something.
How do you know each other?
Listen,
I
live a life, Kurt.
Well, I know you do. I'm asking the details of it.
We hung out from the Comedy Cellar. We met maybe about a decade ago.
From the Comedy
Cellar. We hung out many times.
Come to my bar.
And he used to come to our bar.
What bar?
I used to work for Dove Hotels.
And Dove. And Dove was hanging out. Me and Dove. David. You know the fucking...
Oh, that creep Dove David.
Oh, we do some... Yeah, we had some...
Cool.
That's good times right there.
Dude, one time I went with... I told you that was me, Brian... You know Brian Callen?
Yeah.
Brian Callen, I don't know if you know Brian Callen. He was on Sex and the City. He was the rabbit. He was one of their boyfriends. And
right, he
the
came
rabbit.
Real fast. He came fast.
He came real fast.
Oh, yeah.
They based this episode on a true story. Go ahead.
So me, Dove Davidoff, Brian Callen, and this one girl that was flirting with all three of us, this girl from California.
Right.
And I mean flirting hard, where like to the point that each one of us separately were like, oh, yeah, this girl's like into it. So somehow we all ended up going to this wine and cheese place not far from the cellar. We all got in a cab.
Right.
Okay? Which is, this is like the power of like somebody really making you think you might get pussy is like three separate dudes.
She's in control of all three of y'all.
Like how zombies don't know. Like we can't all eat the same thing. Like we were like, and you could put together. Okay? So we sit, and Brian's like, I know a good wine and a good cheese. You know, Brian's doing that thing. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay? And then so me and Brian are sitting there, and Dove hadn't sat down yet.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there talking, and then now it's starting to dawn on us that there's three of us here, and like, what? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
As I'm starting to say it to Brian, I'm like, dude, it seems like weird that the three of us went with this one girl. And he goes, yeah. And then as we're saying that, Dove just... walks out the door with the girl because when she went to the bathroom, he followed her
and talked her out
and
of
started
nonsense.
Fingering her in the bathroom.
Yes,
wow. And
that's
she
my
just
boy.
She left with him.
That's my boy. Y'all only have wine and cheese menus, and he's popping a
Dove.
That's my boy.
And then me and Brian sat there and got served wine and cheese like a couple of, like
guys,
a couple of village moes.
Ain't you guys never heard that expression, first to the finger?
Yeah. Dove, it, I mean, there's no... There's no pussy Dove won't like chew through a door with his rat-like
he
face.
He knew
to get
you guys wanted to hang. Y'all thought y'all was going to hang your way into this puss, and he knew you got to go right into it.
Well, he's an experienced. He gets it like how I find like weed when I need it. He finds pussy.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Like, Sherrod really taught is me like yeah. 15 years ago, never leave home base. That was something Sherrod told me.
What does that mean?
Never leave like the cellar area. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, if you're trying to get laid, nigga, stay where your power strong.
Yeah, why would you leave home base?
Well, I had to learn from Sherrod.
You can like let people know I'm a comic, and the women know that you're a comic, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's
he'll jump off stage, and then like there's a whole bunch of hot girls in there, and then be like, this, let's go across the street somewhere and have a coffee." I'm like, nigga.
Why
pussy in this room.
Yeah.
We're the man here. We just killed.
And also, part two of that advice is keep your prospective dates away from Sherrod or Artie Fuqua.
Oh, no, that's no. I actually will shit. I'm the best wingman of all time.
You're better
for
than
one
Artie.
Thing. Artie, he's not going to wing you. And secondly,
Artie's a swoop. He's not
I'll bang him with you. I don't have to go out to room me. That's why me and Dove click so easy. Because me and Dove's like this. We can both fuck him. We fuck him. Fuck him with a room full of girls. Let's fuck him. There might be one boy in there. Who cares? It's the weekend.
Oh, Sherrod's earthy.
It was Go To Gay Tommy. He was there one time.
Was he?
No.
Oh.
But he smiled when I said it. So
yeah.
Let him have that
it's
moment.
It's good to include Tommy.
Let him have it.
All right. So listen, I want to talk about the Paris thing we never got to, right?
Because
I
know. Wait, what happened in Paris?
Oh, come on.
Oh, you haven't found it? You haven't heard?
Something. What are you talking about?
That's actually
Cirque du Soleil is canceled.
Did
not
Cirque du Soleil is canceled.
No,
this is a tragedy.
No, the attacks that were all
the
over
attacks
the
were
news.
Brutal. Aaron, what you got on? You got some
good
news about
that? So, Aaron with the news.
Yeah.
We'll just jump on that one.
Yeah, I guess we can just do that. So last Friday, there were coordinated attacks throughout Paris, where several members of ISIS detonated bombs and began shooting. And overall, I think 130 people died. And there were about 300 people that got injured. And it was, I think, the worst attack on French soil since World War II. So it was a really big deal. There was some kind of debate about where they had come from. Somebody said that they had a Syrian passport and had entered the country as refugees. But in reality, it was a forgery. But that kind of kicked off this huge like wave of xenophobia directed at Syrians.
I was going to say, are we just assuming the attackers were Muslim? I'm kidding. Obviously, they were. Go ahead.
So right now...
Could have been Puerto Rican. Maybe this is what a Puerto Rican's like.
Yeah. That would be like a...
Yeah, if the guy's name was Jesus
all,
Muhammad Ali, maybe.
There's no way Puerto Ricans could be quiet enough to have a sneak attack.
Touche. Somebody's going to have a long ride on a 6-train home.
That's true. Right. Well, I live by Dominicans. It's a good deal louder.
I mean, my place is in East Williamsburg, and there's a lot of noise over there.
Well, I hide my.
Well, here's the thing: make more white money, whiteies, and you don't have to live with the darkies.
I like
my neighborhood. I have a loud dog, and I have to hide the noise.
Don't complain about them being loud. Then
they don't say shit
about
my dog.
You blend right in.
I'm not complaining. I'm just observing. It's great.
I love noise.
Because
you're Bushwick. That's not East. They call it East Williamsburg. It's Bushwick.
Yeah, that's not a real neighborhood.
That's the trick they
you
pull.
You see this, Louis? Yeah. They come to gentrify our neighborhoods. They complain about shit. Oh, Lord.
No, I really do need the noise. My dog howls every time I leave the house. I need people that can't complain about noise. I need it.
I was just upstate this last weekend, and it was really quiet, and I kept thinking I was going to get murdered. And, like, the quiet.
Scary.
Yeah, the quiet was actually scary after leaving the city. So, anyway, back to ISIS.
Yeah, ISIS.
So right now where we are in the conversation is a bunch of governors and politicians are posturing like they're really tough and they're not going to let any Syrians come in here.
yeah, a couple and, governors said they don't want to.
27.
It's
27
not, it's
governors.
Not their call, though. They can't.
No, they can't. But it is their call to like make dicks of themselves in a really low attempt to garner political
support. And encourage their people to be assholes to the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a new thing now. Because I got an argument with Noam at the cellar.
Right.
Because he was like mad at Obama after the attack. And I'm like, well, okay, what? He goes, because he was mad at the language. He went, he did, you know what? I did talk him out of it. I'll give it to Noah. Okay, he backed up on it, but he goes, we'll bring the perpetrators to justice. I'm like, well, what do you want him to fucking say? No. In fact, all these people that are mad about Obama not saying crazy shit, like, what are you fucking talking about?
What do you want him
about?
To say?
Like, George Bush even said, one, Islam's a religion of peace. He actually said those words, and we're not at war with Islam. He said that, and then Obama's going to say the same thing. He drones people after that. So what are you mad about? You want his language to be more alienating, and you're upset that it's not like, well, she should say the stuff my friend Sully says at the bar. Yeah. He should say that on national news. Say what Sully says at the Kiwanis Club.
That's what Donald Trump does.
Well,
he says,
what
is someone talking about me?
Trump, what would you have
my
said?
My ears perked up. I wasn't listening to someone said the word Trump.
Yeah, what happened? Trump, you know about the Paris attacks. Now, what would you have said versus Obama saying
the
perpetrators we brought to justice, which was like, I guess, too weak of language for some.
What we need to do is this.
Yeah.
We take some Trump rope, which is the most luxurious, solid gold rope you can get.
Yeah.
We tie all their feet together, so it's one big clip of shit. No one can go anywhere.
Yeah? Oh, all the Syrians' feet.
Everybody's feet. But if, look,
who's going to pay for that rope,
listen,
Mr. Trump?
Look, hey, look. But look, I'm talking about a very luxurious rope. This is the most fantastical. They're gonna be dying to get into this rope.
Well,
it sounds like
it's
a solution.
Gonna have platinum trimming, diamond encrusted cord. It's terrific.
What do you say to the critics who say you're giving too nice of a rope to the terrorists?
Well, look, we have to have sympathy. We've got to care about these people that we tied into a big clump of shit rope thing. Look, these are humans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think
so
people
give
Trump
rope.
Credit.
Oh,
one interesting thing, actually, after Donald Trump said that we should maybe start investigating mosques or closing them down, which is another thing that we can't do.
Yes, we can, sweetheart.
Well,
yes, we can.
Maybe Donald
Here's
Trump
what
can.
You do. You take a piece of plywood, a Trump plywood, the most luxurious, fantastical plywood you get, some gold Trump nails, and you... But you nail a goddamn door shut. Solved. Next problem.
Well, right. Actually, that's not a problem. That's not a problem because after you suggested doing that, Mr. Trump, you experienced a surge in the polls.
Call me Mr. Trump the Third. What's that, sweetheart?
you're experiencing a very luxurious lead in New Hampshire.
Look.
Thank God for Saturday Night Live.
I love the people over there at SNL giving me the chance to show what a warm, hilarious person I am.
What a great idea and group of leaders they are.
They're terrific over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So wait, hold on. We can't shut Moss down. Obviously, that's stupid. And that's probably why in France, that's a big part of the...
And America's all about bring me your fucking down tribe. So now we're going to say now, unless you're Muslim, stop.
Hold on. As far as investigating Moss, of course we could do that. Of course.
Well, we're already doing that.
A 1,000 active ISIS investigations that the FBI is doing right now.
That's
domestically,
great.
There's 1,000.
Listen, let me tell you something about ISIS, nigga. ISIS ain't blowing nothing up here. We got to worry about extremists here, but it ain't going to be fucking ISIS.
I think it's unlikely it would be ISIS, but I don't think it's unlikely it would be Islamic terrorists. I don't think that's unlikely at all.
I think more likely to be nice, good old American Christian blowing it up.
The Syrians are not coming here as refugees, so that's nonsense.
Well, it's hard to get permission to stay here as a refugee. You have to go through like all the, just come here as a, if you really were like, here, terrorists, listen up. If you really want to do terrorism, you just come here on a tourist visa. It's so much easier than being like, I'm a refugee. Like, why go through that whole thing? It can take like 16 months.
I'd like a terrorist visa. What? Sorry, a tourist visa.
Yeah, we got to make joining ISIS not cool. Like, if we spend $1 trillion on that ad campaign instead of bombing them, this is not my belief.
Let's do both. We can make them not cool and blow them the fuck up.
They're going to have to be blown up. Like, why do we have to? That's the part I don't get.
Well, here's the thing that kind of is not cool. And I was thinking about this morning. So this morning, French authorities raided this apartment complex where a bunch of the masterminds of the attack were hiding out.
Right.
And in the raid, Only two people died. One of them was a lady who blew herself up, and one was the mastermind of the attacks. No cops died. A police dog died.
Yeah.
But, like, there was no loss of non-terrorist human life.
Perfect.
That lady who blew herself up was the world's shittiest terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, literally all she did was just die. Nobody else died. They
So she was trying to attack the cops when they came in with the rain and blew herself up.
And she just, she failed.
I guess women bombers are just like women drivers, huh?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, watch your tongue. Oh, wait, that's right. I did kill somebody with my car.
But that was but hold on, that was when you were a man, Caitlin. Now you're a full-blown woman, so I expect your driving. Oh, God.
The one thing I really love...
The bomb, I left my blinker on.
The thing that people keep bringing up, which I love, is like... is the fact that Mary and Joseph were like were refugees?
They weren't refugees.
Well, they weren't refugees, but they were from another land, and they were looking for a place to stay. And,
yes,
and that's like what Christianity is all about.
And America, by the way.
People thinking like I would have let them in. People have this idea that they would have let Mary and Joseph.
Well, okay, you know that
but
story.
But then they're turning around and I know it's not probably a real story.
Well,
but
when
like,
the Jews were trying to come over here in the late 30s, we did the exact same thing. We were like, we better not. Like, I think.
They turned that big Jew boat around.
Right. Roosevelt.
But they still came. They still got here.
The Syrians are nothing like the Jewish refugees during World War II.
Whoa.
There isn't a comparison there.
Yeah, okay,
Syrian refugees.
Hold the thought,
Karen. Can I run my mouth?
Yes, we got to take a break, though. Louis, give me a signal. We'll come right back.
I have so many thoughts.
Okay, I can see already that these Muslims are making you angry. Your Jewish heart getting angry. We're real sad about the fucking attacks in France. And we want to give a shout out to all the people and give out prayers. Our prayers out there for you. And when we come back from break, we're going to play a new band from France that I really like, Christina and the Queens.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. We're going to play Tilted when we come back, and that's a shout out to France. Peace.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
We're back, baby. Race Wars in the building.
That's a good,
that's Christine.
Those Frenchies have a good
Christina and the Queens. That's a new song, Tilted, new album, debut album, actually. And that's just a.
You know, you can't.
Let France know we're thinking about
it. I've never faulted France on their music. I never have.
You like the music?
There's a bunch of stuff that comes out there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but this is definitely one of them. She was on she did us perform live on a Daily Show, too, with Trevor Noah recently.
With Trevor Noah?
With Trevor Noah.
I went to the party for
Trev.
And talked to Trevi Noah.
He's a good fella. I like that Trevi. Well, Trev.
He's got a head the shape of a circle.
He's got a perfectly circular head. That's true.
That's how you know that he's got African right like in his bloodstream soon. Like he's straight from Africa.
That is like
he's got an African round head.
That was a no. That was a no was pain a, birth a that they had.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was just a gentle softball.
Africans have round heads. You're saying
right? They have a rounder head. Look at Obama's head. He's got a rounder head.
What about Irish?
Got Kenya head.
What about Irish? What kind of shape heads
Irish,
are that?
Usually a red, swollen head.
Yeah. Look,
you know
we've
I'm
gone
Irish,
over
right?
this many times, that. Kyle.
And Italian. How about Italian
but
heads?
But what kind of Irish are you? Are you
Irish?
Fenian, your parent family a Fenian or proddy cunts? Proddy cunts or Fenian bastards?
The good looking
North or south?
Ones.
Which one? No. More southern.
I don't know.
You don't even know your own people.
No, but I'm half Italian, too, so that
what kind of Italian are we talking? Are we talking about the dirty island Sicily?
Northern Italian, I believe.
Hey, me too, buddy.
Hey, hi.
Aww. Just half, because the Irish, I don't respect. But Irish heads, and we've said this before, the way they age, there's two scenarios for Irish heads. You can either be a spooky witch or an old baby. And Kyle...
Where am I going?
Kyle is
I'm spooky
going...
witch.
No, you're going old baby,
oh,
my
good.
Friend.
That's cuter.
You're going to be an old baby.
You're going to be old baby?
Out in Billy Burke country.
I feel like that's the better way to go.
That
right?
is the better way to go.
I'm witch. Half Irish.
Dennis Leary's a spooky witch. Oh, yeah. Colin Quinn's a spooky witch.
Yeah.
Name another Irishman.
Shit.
Spooky
Kennedy.
Old baby. Who? Tommy's going to be an old baby.
Yeah, he's going to be an old baby.
See, my
old
head was shaped as a square until it exploded. Then it was a trapezoid.
Ooh, Kennedy's a tougher call. I'd say old baby, but.
Well, you can't tell now.
But Teddy was a spooky witch, so you don't know.
Now JFK's head is just a puzzle.
Well, we cut off because Karen was about to go off, and I can't wait for this.
Karen, first of all, let's just know that Karen has some type of
Karen's
anger.
Israeli.
Let me pop off
toward these Muslim refugees.
Yeah. I do not have anger
the
towards
Muslims. The Israeli in her
Muzzies.
Can't help her, but
we
the hate.
Feel your
I do
anger.
Not have any anger
she
towards
loves Muzzies.
Not Muzzies. I'm just.
I'm a fan of Muzzies, and some of my closest friends are Jews.
Isn't
so.
Really? By the way,
are
hold
Jews.
On. But does that just
my closest
you,
friends are Jews?
Does it tell you how like provincial fucking racism is that like these words don't translate, you know what I mean? Like you go to the country, they've got a whole different set of words that mean nothing to you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
People will die for those words.
Yeah.
Did you say Muzzy?
Jew is the only word that got better.
Can I just
say
really quick?
It used to be bad to call someone a Jew. Now it's like, that's the thing. Yeah. Usually it goes the other way.
It's not great.
It has ew in it.
Definitely not great. But he live on a coast, so you think it's all fine and dandy because he live on a coast.
With that, now that's different because all you need with that is not to put the in front of it.
The Jew is
worse.
If
you say the Jews, that's really bad.
What if you say, ugh, okay. Jews?
Like, where, do you have any Jews? If you're like, do you have the Jews? It's very different.
Where are the Jews?
Yeah, that's not
Let great. Karen tell us okay. how much she hates these Muslim refugees.
And now,
go, Karen.
The Jew, Karen Margolis.
Good evening.
She's got a speech set.
She's adorable.
As a Jew. No, listen, here's the thing. I understand the comparison between the Jews during World War II and the Syrian refugees now, but that's a superficial comparison because if you look at it
Wait, who's comparing this, by the way?
Aaron. People do. Well,
the
Dirty Irish.
Aaron
look,
did?
Okay. I don't blame anybody for saying it.
Okay.
But it's really superficial. First of all, Curdy, can you shut up for a second?
Yes.
First of all, there were never any Jewish terrorists coming out of Nazi-occupied Germany. There weren't any.
They were
and
called
you
attorneys.
Can't pretend, you can't pretend that that's not a thing.
What?
Okay?
Terrorists?
So that's not, yes, terrorism coming out of that place. You can't. I know that the overwhelming majority of Syrian refugees are not terrorists, but we can't pretend, it's not bigoted to say that some of them are, because some of them are. Okay? And then second of all, they did a survey of 900 Syrian refugees. This was in a National Review article, and 1 in 8 to some extent had a positive view of the Islamic State. Okay? And then another 4% wouldn't answer or didn't know. So that's 13% of them.
It's just like you
there were never any Jews who sympathized with the Nazis.
Hold on, wait. Who didn't know? Which guy from Syria hadn't heard of ISIS?
But also, like,
that's the first I'm hearing this.
Hold on. But if you're a refugee, like, how do they know that they can trust the person they're talking to? Like, how do you know? Like, there's
a lot of factors.
You could say that about refugees, though. How do we know we can trust them?
Well, here's another thing.
No, I'm just saying, like,
the National Review is a conservative publication that is funded by, I believe, the Heritage Foundation, which is one of the foremost very conservative think tanks in America.
Right.
Along with the Cato Institute, American.
Yeah.
There's like three biggies, and it's American Enterprise.
Are they just quoting? But hold on, is it their survey? Or are they just quoting a survey?
See, this is one
it's
of those
not
things.
Their survey.
It's the National Review though has a clear agenda. So while that survey,
but so do liberals.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sure, but I mean, it's also like if somebody had been like, it was on Think Progress, that would be another thing that you should have taken with a grain of salt.
Would Think Progress have even? See that, whatever. It's in the refugee thing.
The poll is
refugees.
An Arab opinion index poll. So it's an Arab poll. So, I mean, if you're talking about trusting people, they could probably trust another Arab. And here's my last point is that most Syrian refugees are actually not coming from Syria. They're coming from other places where they're already relatively secure, like Lebanon or Egypt.
Yeah,
and
sounds
so
secure.
They have relative safety already. And
Lebanon's
they want
not secure.
Greater safety here, which I understand, but
Lebanon.
It's not our job necessarily. I'm just putting it out there.
Karen hates these refugees.
Wow.
So Lebanon,
say something good about them, Trump.
Lebanon isn't...
Oh, they're terrific, because they're all in one spot. What you do is you dig a giant pit, and as there's thousands of people come towards the other countries, they just fall to the pit. And what we do is we put a nice, luxurious 10,000, 10,000...
Now, Donald, this is the same exact plan for those other...
No, it's totally different. These people, they're going to get a 10,000 thread Trump sheets, the most luxurious fabric sheets in the universe. Okay? Okay, it's different. It's a nice blanket that goes over the pit of refugee people.
Yeah, well, you know, Trump has a good point. I'm telling you, every day he inches closer to my vote. With his well thought out plans.
He's got my vote.
Is that Caitlyn Jenner? Was that Caitlyn?
He hates gays. So we're on the same page on that one.
No, he likes
these fags everywhere.
You're
gross.
Caitlyn, you're supposed to be inclusive, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner is like Mr. Garrison from South Park. I hate fags. I hate my balls and I hate fags. Karen raised a good point, though, because shit, you can attack, because what people do is, I understand there's religious nuts that go,
Muslims
got
to tell on the Muslims.
Muslims are all terrorists after a thing. It is annoying after an Islamic terror event. There's a certain group of people that rushes.
It's the same dance.
The first thing they do before they go, oh, we're worried about Francis. Oh, what about, will Muslims be okay? That's a little annoying. Also,
yeah, it's the same attacking dance by both sides.
Islam, the religion, is not the same as saying all Muslims are terrorists. And I know people, like, I'm for Obama not blaming the religion, just like I was for Bush not blaming the religion. Right. All the effect, because we need the nice Muslims to help us kill these other Muslims. So I'm for that propaganda going out. But this fucking shit where you go, oh, it's a twisted version. If you're not a fundamentalist, anybody who's moderate anything, you're the twisted version, twisting the fundamentals.
Right.
And I want you to, so I don't want to, like, put anybody off of that. Please keep twisting.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're into religion, be twisted.
Yeah, twist it up and don't be a fucking psychopath. But I get why we need to say, I understand why we have to do the propaganda of like, no, they're the bad version of Islam. The people that want a 6th century Islam are the original Islam people. The ones that are like, let's take it to the Middle Ages. They're the one closest to, like, if Muhammad was around.
We gotta stop blaming everybody, though. It's like when somebody Muslim
stop
do something,
everybody.
People go like this, the Muslims. When somebody black do something, they go like this, niggas. Well, and then when somebody white do, would be like, oh, that dude.
That's a good example. Elliot Rodgers, when I brought him up, okay? Now, Elliot Rodgers.
He's the quarterback.
Elliot Rodgers is a quarterback. When that was all like Seth Rogen gets the girl too much in movies, and that's an influence on fucking everybody. When I go, he's a lunatic, okay?
Which who's a lunatic?
Elliot Rodgers, the guy that shot up that school.
Yeah, yeah.
Those girls who wanted
UCSB.
To shoot. Yeah, he's a lunatic, okay? I heard all, and I don't even know if it was on Jezebel, I can't say, but I know I read definite feminist shit that it's this male society that led to him doing that. So when a terror attack happens, certainly you could say perhaps Islam influenced it. They're all ready to go, no, it was just lone nuts, not Islam, the second that happens. But in Elliot Rodgers' thing, we have to blame that on a bigger thing.
So here's something we haven't considered. Why don't we, maybe ugly people are to blame.
Maybe the guy's a lunatic.
Yeah, no. Maybe ugly only ugly people are terrorists. If you look at their pictures, it's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's unfuckables. No. They're all unfuckables.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
Hold on, wait a minute. Is that true?
Yes, look at their pictures.
Have I ever seen it? Was Carlos the Jackal happen? Wait, who's cute?
Honestly, I think they're kind of cute.
That is.
Oh, Mr. Stelfino says I'm cute. I got terror face. I got the face Liam Neeson kicks at the end of the movie. She likes that.
I don't know why I do.
Yeah, but some girls like into that. Some girls like the hairy.
I don't like the beard part.
These guys were like.
Do you find guys that are in prison hot? Do like is that kind of hot?
Speaking of prison boys, where's your German friend?
Wait, you have. But
I love you, Empress.
Yeah.
Wait, guys in prison, they're. But wait a minute. You're saying that you have standards, but guys in prison aren't as bad as terrorists.
No, they are. Like terrorists.
Why? Because terrorists eventually end up in prison.
Yeah. She's not saying she's gonna fuck them. She just
and we're good at what we're doing.
At least terrorists are going somewhere with their life.
Pass the standard. People in prison don't pass the standard. I was just making the point of.
What are you saying, Kyle?
I was making the point of. I would think a terrorist is lower than a guy in prison. That guy in prison. Isn't necessarily killing a mass. To want to kill mass innocent people. They might be have a drug problem.
But somebody in a prison is there for mass killing, though.
Some, but like in general, a guy in prison, if you take the mean average, is higher than a guy in a terrorist.
Hold on.
Most times. Yes.
I had to look this up because there's got to be one handsome terrorist. There can't be that they're all
other. I think like Jihadi John was kind of cute.
Jihadi John, that's right.
We just got that sick son of a bitch too.
But he was a white guy.
Jihadi John.
Yeah.
He was a white guy.
Jihadi John came from America.
No, he came from England.
Oh, the guy from ISIS. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of John, the American Taliban. Taliban John.
It's hard to say. Is there something attractive about like the lone, like not just like looks, but is there something also attractive
like
about
a man with principles?
No.
A man with principles.
He's twisted.
Look,
he's great.
Yeah.
They're hard to find.
when you say make ISIS not cool, like when they're talking about making ISIS not cool, it's different with the kids that run away to join ISIS. See, like their parents are the ones that like American shit, okay, or Western civilization. The kids, their version of punk rock is to go get into really strict Islam. Because they look at their parents like material shit, like
that's
I don't
saying.
Care.
That's what you're
I don't
saying.
Care. Like how in my school kids would join punk bands, like I don't care about you having a house and a picket fence, mom and dad. But what these kids do is they're like, no, I want to go help God, and my parents have lost their way with their moderate nonsense.
I have an idea for a website. Mm.
What?
It's called Jihad or Not.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. That's Philly a girl.
I like that.
Well, let's, you know what? We should do for Race Wars, Jihad or Not.
Jihad or Not.
Yeah.
Jihad
test
or Not.
My
that's
theory
a great
that
idea.
They're all ugly.
We'll add that to the show.
And test out Aaron's idea. So after the show, we'll figure it out. We'll start posting these pictures, Jihad or Not.
Jihad or Not, yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. Jihad or Not. Is like you Jihad?
I'm going to get fired.
What, for Jihad or Not?
Nah.
It was Nangle's idea.
No, yeah. Don't use my actual name, please.
I am Philly Girl.
I am Philly Girl. I do not exist otherwise. Yeah.
Her first name, Philly, last name, Girl.
Jihad or Not is Philly Girl's idea.
Philly H Girl.
That's
hysterical.
That. We got a caller. Let's see what the caller's saying.
Yeah,
caller. Let's see what he's talking about. We got Colin calling in. We got to give out the number more, too.
Colin, he must want to talk
about it. Colin from New Jersey, what's up, brother?
Old baby or spooky witch? No, I'm just joking.
Are you there?
Colin?
Colin?
You guys do calls?
Hello?
That's pretty high tech.
Where's Collie?
You there?
I mean, I spoke too soon, maybe.
Wait, hold on. I think he's there. There we go. Nope, he's gone.
Oh,
Colin.
Let's say the call-in number again, though. What's the call-in number?
He'll call back. The call-in number is 866-969-1969.
Yeah, call us up.
Number once again,
and
866.
And lay out your little personal...
969-1969.
Yeah. I know everybody's
got it. 696-869-6969.
This is the third time I've done... The fourth time I've done this podcast, and it's the first time I've heard that phone number said.
Well, we actually don't
because Kurt never says it, for one thing. Yeah. So if I'm not doing it, ain't getting done.
It Let's just say it one more time. 696-6695.
If you want to
866-969-1969.
If you want to talk to either Caitlyn Jenner or Donald Trump.
Yep. Call me!
If you would like to send it, talk to Caitlyn Jenner
or the Empress.
Terrorists.
Call that. I want some of the truckers. I want some of our truckers. We have a lot of truckers.
I have my pay per minute.
Why doesn't the Empress humiliate me right now? That'd be nice. I'd like to get humiliated by the Empress. How much does that cost, sweetheart?
Empress? Answer Mr. Trump.
Oh, it's Donald Trump over there. He can afford anything. Yeah.
Oh, Donald. Oh, well.
Should I take out my penis?
You know I'm not one of your biggest fans, Donald.
Look.
Why? Well, Puerto Ricans are citizens.
Puerto Ricans
You're not like those other kinds.
Puerto Ricans love me. I'm terrific. It's true.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans do love him. He is terrific.
Yeah,
that's
also
a woman. I want those a woman. Donald does not like.
Well, sometimes you bleed out of places.
They love me. Women love me.
No.
Trump, what were you trying to say with that Megyn Kelly thing? I know a lot of people misunderstood you and thought it was a period joke.
Of course, look, Megyn Kelly, you're the female cranium. It's smaller than a guy's. So they can't fit as much brain in there. So she got a little confused and started asking me some stupid questions. That's okay. Look. I love women.
What did you mean by the bleeding comments?
She's bleeding out of puss? That's what you meant,
Did you mean her pussy?
Don't try to say out of air or whatever. You knew you meant her vagina.
Look. I was talking about her vagina, of course. That's where they bleed from. Her bleeds out of their eyes. That's stupid.
Well.
When they bleed out of her ears, was she an astronaut? Look, every few weeks, the woman bleeds. It's ridiculous. What is that? Fix it.
As president, what would you do about it?
I would hand out to every woman some Trump spackle. The most luxurious spackle. You put it up there, you fix it.
But then won't the blood then back up and come out of the eyes? I mean, have you thought this through?
Look, we'll deal with that problem when it comes. Okay? We'll deal with that later. Okay?
We got Colin back. Colin's back online. Colin, you there?
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I think so.
There we go, Colin. You son of a bitch. You hung up on me.
Shoot, what is it?
It's a black-white thing, Sherrod.
That's right. What do you got? You got a question for us?
Yeah.
Well, first off, congratulations on the gig with Tracy. Are you guys going to be, like, in New Brunswick, the Stress Factory at all? Or?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll come through the Stress Factory. Yeah.
Congratulations, and if you're taking a bus, good luck.
That's right. I'm the bravest motherfucker ever. I got on a small plane with the nigga.
Wow.
He's to land on a small plane.
I look at it like he got it out of the way, and now you'll be safe for every other trip.
That's right.
Yeah, what are the odds, too?
Unless it's fucking Final Destination.
What
nigga?
Are the chances of two of these crashes? Now is the safest time ever to go on tour.
Ever.
Yeah. Every driver he gets is like, I better focus. Do you know what I mean? If you get Tracy, I'm going to pay attention.
You don't be the next dude to get
it wasn't his driver's
drunk.
Fault, though. Was that
I know,
driver?
But no. Still, the guy's still going to be extra focused.
Yeah.
What's your, is that all you're saying? Or
okay,
what are you
Kyle, no, you got a question or something. Yeah. Kyle, that's it? Yeah, he's gone.
That was it?
He just said congratulations.
I'm glad that he came and gave me a shout out for my success.
Well, I mean, he could have asked Caitlyn Jenner anything. This is his one chance.
He didn't want to.
Yeah.
He's against Caitlyn's choices.
Caitlyn,
I don't like getting ignored. Who is this Colin fellow? He hates women.
I love that Caitlyn's already fighting for women every day.
I want some of the truckers to call in and talk to the Empress. A lot of our audience on Sirius Radio, truckers out there right now in their trucks. Truckers. We're pro truckers, by the way. We love the truckers.
You're getting a free session with the Empress.
We haven't even brought up about Charlie Sheen having HIV.
That's what we'll do. We'll get to Charlie Sheen. One second, Kurt.
How long is this show?
We're talking about giving the Empress. It's 2 hours. Listen.
But don't call in if you're anywhere on the road near Tracy Morgan.
Listen, we're going to do a contest. We're going to give out a free session with the Empress to one of our favorite trucker listeners. So right now, if you're a trucker out there and you're 18 wheeler, first of all, pay attention. Tracy might be on the road.
Oh my God, what if they're on an ice
and
road?
You have a little pecker.
How many ice
you have
road
a little
truckers?
Pecker call in.
There you go.
Love to
give them the number. Let
the shit out of you.
Give them the number, Empress.
Call now at 866-969-1969.
Good call.
Can I do it? 866. What's the next one?
969.
969-1969.
Do you know what I realize? I think I would want Philly Girl to do the dominatrix thing with that sexy accent.
Yeah.
Like, what would you tell a guy?
You're a piece of dirt.
You're being in dirt. Hey, take your dick out. Now put it back. You're being in dirt. Hey, make your bed. Yo, how come you ain't got your pants hemmed? Don't be there. Hey, are you about to come? No, you're not. I decide when you come, and you know what? You don't come till Christmas.
We got to make ads for Philly Girls Dominatrix Service.
I think the
call now. You're in dirt. I'm waiting on the line.
It's Philly Girls making me hot over here. Telling me not to come.
Philly Girl, can you please dominate Mr. Trump?
What else shouldn't I do, Philly Girl? Come on, give it to me. What else?
Don't further marginalize the working class.
Oh, that's so hot. That's so hot to me.
Stop treating women like we're second class citizens.
Oh, I'm close. I'm close. What else, Philly Girl?
Don't emphasize American exceptionalism too much. Except that we're all part of a universal humankind.
Oh, we're all equal. Oh, that's disgusting. Thank you. What else?
I didn't expect Philly Girl to.
This
to
is
have
so
such
hot. I had no idea how hot this would be to me. This is terrific. This is really terrific. It's true.
Trump, we are the 99%.
Oh, gross. Gross.
I am the 99%, Mr. Trump.
Oh, I wish you'd shut up, but you're not. That's so hot. Major boner over here.
Wow, Philly Girl.
Even I can't be me for that long. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. You seem like a nice person. You should host the comedy show so they can increase your likability.
Oh, that was fantastic.
You know, Trump's been on Saturday Night Live like a lot. I forgot.
Oh, yeah,
it was such
a
controversy.
Yeah, but now he was fucking running for president.
Because he's a big part of New York. Just deal with it.
I mean, he had Hillary on, too.
He's a big part of New York. We got more calls. That shit is lighting up. Now here come everybody.
You know,
everybody.
If he's bad enough to not be on SNL, he should not be allowed to run for president. You know what I mean? Like, if you... Oh, what's that?
What? Is that somebody's phone?
It's the boner time? Phone. It means someone's got a boner.
We got a question for Trump right here. Chris from the Bronx. Chris, what do you say?
Hey, Sherrod, Small, and Kurt, you guys are great with the race war.
Thank you, brother. Thanks,
Sherrod,
appreciate it.
I give a slight nod to Kurt. Sorry. He's
That's right. You white, he white. I get how y'all fucking team up. Circle of fucking wagons. You're white, cracker.
You know,
what's your question?
I can't get enough slight nods, so thank you.
Like a slight nod.
Yeah.
Do you have any great invitation, by the way.
Okay. Do you have any questions
Sounds
for
like
Mr.
A Philly
Trump?
Guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Philly guy.
Did you want to talk to Mr. Trump or Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes, I just asked the question.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, what's the over-under on this guy eventually dropping an M-bomb?
Mr. Trump, what are the chances?
That's a great invitation to Trump, by the way. I've never heard it.
Oh, thanks.
It's actually Trump.
That's a great question.
I sound a lot like myself. It's true. It's true. It's a lot of over. Let me tell you that. I've only slipped that word out a few times on the campaign trail.
Comma, you were wrong. Comma. Does anyone remember that?
No.
Took out those ads on the Central Park rape case. The wild.
Oh, yeah, he was wild. Yeah, he was a dick when that kid, yeah.
That really was a dick move from Trump.
Oh, it was a real dick move.
Because like DNA found those kids innocent.
What'd I do?
And he still was saying
he was like, he didn't want to let it go. A Puerto Rican guy was like, no, I did it. Listen to me.
And Trump still, because he was so behind that, and they all rushed to judgment in that. I was in the city. I was here.
Is that why he was holding on to it so much? Because he was so behind convicting them?
Oh, yes, he was so behind convicting them. He was all in the paper and on the news saying these guys are fucking animals. They're disgusting. And he was innocent the whole time.
Once I say someone did it, I can't go back and say this person didn't rape somebody. They raped him. It makes you look bad if they didn't.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I don't get what's the problem here. Next caller.
Thank you, Chris, man. Appreciate it.
And bring back Godfrey sometime.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He'll be back soon. We might get Godfrey in here for Thanksgiving episode next week.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, we might have to have Dr. Cosby return.
It's like super interesting to listen to someone talk about sucking dicks.
All right, thanks, Chris. Are we going to go to another caller? I got a, Trucker Phil coming, calling in from Ohio. He got a transgender question.
What's up, Trucker Phil?
Trucker Phil, you there?
It's more of a, Phil here, more of a comment. I'm actually in a permanent relationship with a transgender woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really difficult to deal with sometimes because it's not directly with her, but with dealing with everybody else staring at her.
Right.
Comments that I hear behind her back.
Wow. Is it your girlfriend, I guess, or wife, or what's the, are you married or something?
I'm married, and the transgendered woman is actually my wife and I's girlfriend and taxi driver.
Okay.
Did you know her before she transitioned, or did you meet her after that? You knew her before?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so hold on. You knew, so when she was a man, you guys were friends, or you just knew each other, and then afterwards you fell in love? Is that what you're telling me?
Boyfriend.
Oh, interesting.
That's really interesting.
So wait, hold on. So this confuses me. Well, because then you were gay, right? And then, so you didn't have a problem with him becoming a woman? Still cool? Just the person you're into?
I'm straight with a half twist. I've never had sex with my partner as a man, but I had a love for him that was deeper than you would have for, say, a very close brother.
Oh, Tommy, you need to be listening. Are you listening?
Wow.
However, when he decided to become she, things changed a little bit, and I'm waiting for the surgery for parts to be inverted so that physical relations can be fully had.
Okay.
So
he never had sex with her when she was a guy. And you're waiting for her to have the operation now.
Yes.
And she's your girlfriend of you and your wife.
Yes.
And your wife is a born female.
No, yes. Born, wait.
Yes, his wife was born a female. This is the jump off that they both share.
Wait a minute. I totally had this backwards.
It's a permanent three-way.
That's new to me, and I like it.
That's fucking.
So yeah, his wife is born a female. He's the husband, and then this was a friend of theirs who was a guy, they never had sexual contact until she started transitioning.
Wow, that's like me, Karen, and Sherrod. What?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. And I'll let you guess who's the bottom. A crying curdy bottom.
I would never be a bottom.
Wait, hold on. Can you say that again? We missed.
Say that one more time, Trucker Phil.
The daughter that my wife and I have look at my co-driver as a third parent.
Oh, that's so it's inclusive. The whole family loves her.
Yep.
This is in Ohio?
We live in Michigan. I'm just currently driving in Ohio.
Okay.
That's where I'm from.
And it's pissing you off that when you walk out the house with her, you're at the supermarket or whatever, the fucking looks and the dumb comments that come from other people. That's the problem, right?
It's when I'm 20 feet behind her, she's ahead of me.
Right.
And right.
I get the other ignorant truck drivers looking at me. Did you see that? And I go, yeah, I drive.
Right.
And the scaredest, because I'm 6'3", 300 pounds.
Don't brag.
Built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
they get scared as fuck looking at me because I'm right. Juggalo at the same time.
Oh, nice. I performed with the Juggalo. I went to the gathering. I performed there.
Say that again. You're what at the same time?
A Juggalo.
A Juggalo.
So wait,
Juggalo.
You have clown makeup on while you're...
No, but that would be awesome.
When you say Juggalo, I'm like, if a 6'3" brick shit house clown was mad at me, it would terrify me.
I have Hatchet Man earrings, Hatchet Man tattoos, Hatchet Man necklace.
Nice.
And a big-ass knife in my pocket at all times.
Is I love the Juggalos, by the way. I perform at the Gathering, and one of the best shows
is
ever.
That
had.
Like what a is Michigan? A Juggalo? Yeah. Is that a real Michigan thing?
What's
right?
A Juggalo?
No idea.
The clown makeup guys?
The Insane Clown Posse.
You will have fans for life. You make one Juggalo fan, they will spread the word.
That's true. That's true. For life. I got so much love out there. I felt like I was at the Million Man March, nigga.
It's so weird how much they're like hip hop clown hippies, which I didn't realize.
They all
before.
Like a bunch of big J's, like Big J Oakerson and his crew. It's like
no Dante when nice he did people. The gathering and he got a blowjob from a clown girl. And he had,
oh,
like,
I got more than blowjob.
His dick looked like a clown when she was done. It was cool.
Stop it.
So you never, did you ever like have any sexual contact with this guy before he transitioned?
Excellent question.
There have been three-way situations with him, and my wife before the transition, yes.
Were you focused on him, or was he just like, Sherrod knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, were you focusing on each other?
Take turns to the Eiffel Tower.
On her. Oh. But y'all never did things to each other, like?
No.
Oh, but you never broke eye contact when you was Eiffel Towering your wife.
What's Eiffel Towering? I'm sorry, I don't know anything.
One guy in the front getting a blowjob, one fucking him behind, and going, yeah.
Kyle doesn't even know what an Eiffel Tower is.
Who
and people,
are you?
Sir, did you hear
I
that?
Didn't know. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No.
It's when one girl is sucking one dude off, he's standing in front of her, and then one dude's hitting her from behind. And
I mean,
you can high-five it.
It's just a politer way of saying spit roast, really. But
look at Christine's face.
I can't believe nobody ever heard of this before.
Didn't any of you hang out with frat guys?
Yes.
No.
Frat guys. That's all, you
no,
know.
I was smart.
Or Sherrod, or me.
Yeah, let's hear what
I think that's very patriotic because of the France attacks.
Go ahead.
You know what an airtight
his name is Phil.
Is?
Say that again, Phil.
Let's test your knowledge. You know what an airtight ski pole is?
An airtight
ski
what?
Pole?
Ski pole?
Airtight ski pole.
I think that's just all hole fills, isn't it? With Dick and E. Chant?
One woman on her back, mm-hmm. A dude in her ass, a dude in her vag, a dude in her mouth, and then one dude in each hand.
Yeah, I guessed it. I mean, nice.
I've seen that on Tumblr.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And I'm just like,
Tumblr porn is
and
awesome.
How is that fun for the guy standing on the side?
She's not getting any air in there.
Wow.
He better be sick because that's a big damn soft.
It's party. Like, where do you find so many friends to do that with?
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. All that going on at once, there's no way the guys getting ski pulled are getting good hand jobs. There's just no way.
And you definitely bumping dicks. I mean, with that many dicks in a room, your dicks are touching. Tommy, what do you got to say? Yeah, Tommy wanted to say something to you, Phil.
But so, whose idea is it for her to get the vaginoplasty?
It's hers.
She wants to. And have you guys, explored all of the. Like, is she aware that she might not, feel sexual pleasure from it?
Yes.
That there's a risk of losing sensation down there?
Wow.
Yes. Well, she's
already that's why people don't do it.
Blockers. She's already on estrogen replacement therapy. And,
and we lost our call.
Hello? No, Phil, you still there,
Phil?
Phil?
Philip?
God damn it, I was just getting to the
really
part.
Interesting call.
It's I know.
Yeah, I wanted to know if he ever had done anything like with her.
Ah, we lost him. He'll call back. Phil, call back,
because it's right in the...
We gotta have him call back on another episode or something so we can really talk to him.
This is the most incredible story I've ever heard come out of Michigan to our show.
Yes, other than legalizing marijuana. Was that, that was Colorado. But Michigan did it too, didn't they?
I don't know, but I've never even heard of a.
I never heard of a
three-way, and then the guy switches.
Right during the relationship, I never heard of that.
Yeah, I did. I heard of it.
Really?
I'm not at liberty to say hell, but I did heard of it.
Is Phil calling back? God damn it! I want Phil.
We only have 4 minutes left in the show. How fast did this show go by?
It's going. Oh man!
Wow. We didn't even talk about Charlie Sheen.
We didn't even talk about Charlie Sheen's HIV.
Oh,
It'll be there next time.
No. He said he has tiger blood, but it turned out he had chimpanzee blood. He had simian blood.
Oh, he's back on. Got Phil back on line one? I don't see. Okay, I see him coming on. Yeah. We got Phil back. Hold on 1 second. Philip?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. We got Phil back. Yay. All right, Tommy, you got a question?
Yeah. So have you not done anything sexually at all? You've never, do you kiss?
Yeah, we kissed, we hugged,
we've
gotten a Hummer or two.
Nothing. Okay. A Hummer. Have you, no angle got a vehicle. Play at all?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, what?
So how does she get off? Like, what's her outlet right now in this three-way?
Occasionally she will have sex with my wife, but the sex drive that she has is already dropped into the basement, so there's not much desire there for it to begin with.
Oh, because of the medication?
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So is it just the human warmth is what she gets out of it, I guess? Like, you just like being with you guys, kind of? Is that what the...
Human warmth.
Well, I don't know, like the
more
payoff.
Satisfaction out of the caring love and trust that we have for each other than anything physical.
How long has she been on hormones?
2 years.
Two years on hormones.
And how old is she?
That's the question.
Or roughly. I mean, I'm just saying, like, is it like...
I'd say like about late 40s.
Man, this is like the best call that we ever got about
a
thing.
Great call.
So we have
yeah.
to have Phil call back.
Yeah, we definitely
because we're out of time. Yeah. We're getting good.
Well, yeah, we definitely want to call back so we can explore this more and just understand. No, it's all about understanding. It's planet. Tommy,
can you call back with your wife and girlfriend?
Bravo.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, considering it's the middle of the night, and this is when my girl needs to be sleeping so that she can drive in the morning, and my wife is sober.
No, not today. Like
not
for,
today.
for another
next
show.
Week.
Maybe a week after, or 2 weeks. Maybe we'll try to set something up.
Phil, we're going to like work it out. So just give you info. Are we almost done?
Yeah.
I don't know if my wife would get on the phone whatsoever. But
well, you just call,
just
buddy.
Have, just
you
just,
we'll look
just
for you. You
Phil.
Just call. It's fine, yeah, man. We got to go Phil. To plugs. Anybody got stuff to
Thanks,
plug?
Thanks, Phil. We appreciate
that's great.
It, we'll talk to you
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, Phil. That was fascinating, dude. Well, we've got to have you call back and get more into it because that's like the most interesting thing.
I agree.
Thank you very much. All right, brother. Thanks.
All right,
bro.
All right. Bye.
Now, okay. We're about to wrap it up. That's the end of the show. Empress.
Yeah.
Did you have fun here?
I had a blast. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. It was great to meet all of you and see you again.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
You got to get a drink or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we do. God damn
can
it.
I plug my website?
Oh,
yes, you can.
Yeah. It's time to do
would.
It.
All right, losers, listen up. You can find me at EmpressDelphina.com.
That's EmpressDelphina.com.
Yes, DELFINA, and I'm on all social media, so hit me up.
Ooh, you're
Empress
shot.
Delphina, what's up, Kyle, with you?
Kyle Dunny Dunn.
What's Mother doing?
Mother's preparing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm at Kyle Dunnigan on Twitter.
I guess vote Trump.
Excellent.
At KyleDunnigan.com. The most luxurious website in the universe.
Philly girl, anything or
no? At Nanglish Bushrod, you could say to me, "Oh, we should get a drink sometime."
Yes, we can go drink. I just got to bring a 40 for you.
Listen, I'm gonna be at Stand Up Scottsdale this Thursday through Sunday.
Excellent.
If you are in Arizona, I'll be at Stand Up Scottsdale. So come see me headline my new terrible hour. And Aaron, what's your deal?
Next week is my last week at Jezebel.
I'm
leaving to be the deputy editor at a site called Vocative. So look
that's
for
right.
That.
That's
Ooh,
right.
Aaron finally escapes.
We're excited for
our show is the stepping stone.
I'm up
to
in Albany this
Hell
weekend. Check me out in Albany. I think it's Slapstick or some shit. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday, Monday with me and Tracy just doing it up there.
Tommy, anything? Karen,
I have a bunch of shows. You can find me at Tommy O'Malley on Twitter.
Crass the mouth, Karen.
Yeah, so I'm at Karen, that's K-E-R-E-N, Margolis on Twitter, her high mindiness on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and then listen to Crass the Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're changing
K-Rons. Ron's. Ron's.
Yeah.
All right, that's the show.
That's
Kurt,
the show.
You have fun?
Yeah, dude, that phone call was tremendous.
It's tremendous. We got the best show, I think, on any podcast level or any radio level. God damn it.
I've yet to hear a better one.
I'm excluding nobody. We love you.
Fuck you, Terry Gross.